On today's edition of Tourism Roundup, we chat with Airbnb Public Policy Lead for Central America and the Caribbean, Sean Sullivan. Welcome, Mr. Sullivan.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, a few weeks ago, you were in Jamaica to continue discussions with our Ministry of Tourism towards signing an MOU, and now you're back and we're actually going to be signing this MOU. Can you just summarize for me, what are you hoping to accomplish with this agreement?
Sure. Well, I think this agreement is really a recognition of just how important Jamaica is as a world-class tourist destination. For Airbnb, for my company, it's a great opportunity for us to partner with the government and the tourist authority to be able to promote more tourism to Jamaica and to deal with, you know, the broad range of issues that the kind of the tourism stakeholders have here on the island.
Okay, it wouldn't be exactly comparing apples and apples if we compared you to the traditional accommodations sector. And without taking anything from either of you, could you just tell us what advantages Airbnb would have over, say, a traditional hotel?
Well, I think, you know, if you look at where the tourism industry is headed, more and more tourists want a unique experience. They want to basically, like our catchphrase says, live like a local. And I think one of the great things about Airbnb is that you have, based on your budget, your flexibility in terms of where you're traveling to and when you're traveling, we have accommodations that meet every budget, every lifestyle.
All right. Now, taking us back to the MOU, what will be expected of Airbnb from this agreement?
Sure. Well, a couple of things. I mean, I think the primary thing is that we're going to work with the government to see how we can support any tourism promotion efforts that they're going to launch in 2017 and 2018. It's a two-year agreement, which will likely renew, I think, in 2 years. But we'll help promote tourism to the island. We will share aggregate data so the government and the tourism authority has an idea of how many people are coming to Jamaica and using Airbnb. And then, you know, we'll work with them on a broad range of issues related to kind of regulations, you name it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Airbnb's public policy lead for Latin America and the Caribbean, Sean Sullivan. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett and Mr. Sullivan signed a Memorandum of Understanding on December 13 to facilitate the partnership between the Jamaica Tourist Board and Airbnb. He says the partnership is an opportunity to create positive experiences for visitors to Jamaica.
Expose them to a rich culture and showcase the warm Jamaican hospitality for which we are known all over the world. Airbnb has become a competitor and a disruptor for the traditional hospitality industry. But this is not necessarily a bad thing. Disruptors in the shared economy, Airbnb, Uber, and Lyft, should be embraced and not feared.
Already, Jamaica has 2,300 active hosts on Airbnb and about 4,000 active listings. Minister Bartlett says formalizing the arrangement will contribute to the goal of 5 million arrivals in the next 5 years to the island, earning $5 billion.
It adds diversity to our accommodation offering, providing economically easy to find lodging that attracts individuals who might not normally be able to afford to travel. It creates income opportunities for people who need them, allowing ordinary Jamaicans to earn from tourism when they rent their homes, rooms, and other facilities to visitors.
Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett. He says with the move to formalize arrangements with Airbnb, Jamaica will be more certain of meeting its goal of destination assurance, ensuring that our tourism product is not negatively affected by unregulated units and subpar hosting services. A working group will be established in the coming weeks to advance the areas of cooperation between the Jamaica Tourist Board and Airbnb. Today, in our Know Jamaica segment, we feature Portland's Blue Lagoon. This deep lagoon was once thought to be bottomless, but divers have since determined its depth to be around 180 feet. The most striking feature about the Blue Lagoon is its mystical blue color, which changes throughout the day depending on the angle of the sun. That's it for this edition of Tourism Roundup. Do join us again next time. With Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.